It is Thursday, May 2nd, 2024 at 7:09 a.m. Yesterday, Laura Powell tweeted the following on Twitter X. One of the spokespeople for the UCLA protesters explains their end goal is for, quote, more than divestment. She says, quote, given that the University of California is founded on colonialism, it's inherently a violent institution. She argues the UC system is linked to both foreign wars and domestic policy brutality, and demands this be addressed. She's saying the quiet part out loud. They intend to dismantle our domestic institutions. The Palestinian cause is just a warm-up, and there's a link to a 53-second video. Well, you know what? She's absolutely correct. Think about what she said. So these protesters now are saying, well, this is not, it's not just about getting rid of Israel. From the land to the sea, Palestine will be free. It's not just about divesting from Israeli companies, from silencing Israeli students on campus, and anything else, promoting, kidnapping and rape and things of that nature by Hamas. It's not just about that, right? It's also about Western imperialism, colonialism, right? The fact that we're doing things abroad and in our own country that are wrong. And I'm not saying I completely disagree with that, by the way. I don't agree with the fake war on terror and all that stuff. But the bottom line is this. What is the goal of these students? Okay, we've talked about the Chinese Cultural Revolution. I believe it was in about 1966 or so. We saw what happened with that, or we've learned what happened with that. So now we have these cultural Marxists on campus. They're saying, what we're doing is not enough. Yes, thank you for your anti-Semitic actions and for, basically doing everything possible to try to destroy the nation of Israel. Under the guise of destroying Zionism, right? But once again, we're not the fascists, right? It's those evil conservatives, you know, that actually support Israel, that support their right to exist, by the way. They're the fascists. They're the Nazis. But not us. We're the ones that hate all the Jews. We're the good guys. And so now they're talking about, you know, it's going to be another move toward all cops are pigs, you know, BLM type stuff that we saw in 2020. You know, the whole push toward race riots and things of that nature, things that are going to divide us as a nation. You know, you think about it. Some of these protesters, and I think it's, you can say this, they've said this about terrorists, they can say about, you know, protester sympathizers. You have people that maybe aren't big into protesting, that aren't really protesters, but they're protester sympathizers, right? So they might even speak highly of the campus police. But then as soon as something happens, as soon as the police come and say, okay, guys, you've been here for a week, you've been occupying this location, it's time to go. You leave, or we're going to make you leave. That's the deal. Oh, pigs, pigs, pigs. The pigs are out again. They start screaming at the top of their lungs. So then all of a sudden their true colors come out. So it's not really that you're against police brutality per se. It's just you're against police. You're just against police, period. that's all that is. Unless, of course, like I said, unless it's the Capitol Hill police, then these are the most heroic people in the history of the universe, and they should all have a Purple Heart Award. So that's the situation right now. Once again, I hope people are paying attention. Those of you that are still kind of in the middle, well, we got to hear both sides. We got to understand what's going on, right? Once again, was it 130 hostages have still not been returned? And who knows what they're doing with these hostages, especially the women. But we don't care about that because Israel, they're the evil colonizers, right? And once again, I've said this before too. When you side with people who not only chant death to Israel, but who also chant death to America, you become my enemy, okay? You are showing your true color. You are basically aligning yourself with scum of the earth. I mean, that's just the way it is, okay? So you can use any kind of excuses you want about, oh, well, they don't really mean death to America. Or, well, when they say death to America, they're just speaking out of frustration. And when they burn and stomp in the American flag, they're just doing that out of frustration. You can say that. That's fine. You can believe that. But to be quite blunt, if you believe that, or if you say you believe that, then you're basically full of it. Okay, whether you realize it or not, you are full of it. So I'm just explaining this to you so you don't have to wonder. okay? I'm all for sitting down at the table, getting this thing worked out, okay? There are certain people where the only thing that they understand is basically brute force, okay? They respect you when you basically have to, you know, physically put them in their place. And I don't want that for anyone, by the way, okay? But I've said this before, I'll say it again. If you're going to have protests that are going to affect the lives of other people, if your protests are going to basically impede on someone else's right to free commerce or free travel, or you're going to try to shut down a campus, and you're not going to leave until Israel is divested, well, then that's a fundamental problem. And I don't care what your cause is, okay? I don't go for that. Now, and here's the other thing to keep in mind, too. Okay, divestment from Israeli-owned businesses, right? And Israeli corporations and, you know, individuals. That, to me, is basically peak fascism. This is definitely something that not just the communists, but this is definitely something that the fascists would have done. What do you think the Nazis would be doing if they were in power right now? Would they be, and they're, you know, Israel was operating with impunity. What would they say? Probably the same thing. No, we will not allow any Israeli-owned company. We will not do business with any Israeli-owned company, Israeli-owned business, any Israeli corporation, right? That is fascism, okay? That is anti-Semitism. That is picking and choosing, you know. You know, you can't go beat the drums on racism and sexism and all this other stuff. Oh, yeah, well, these people are bigots. They're all. But then, at the same time, you're beating that drum against Israel. Okay? Basically, you are being a fool. You are being a tool of the devil. Okay? I've said this multiple times. Once again, if you're not a Christian, yeah, no, you can totally disregard everything I've said and just keep on going on with, you know, the problem is... The problem is Israel and the Jews and all that stuff. Just keep on beating that drum, okay? But right now what's happening in our college campuses is only going to get worse, okay? James Woods just recently printed out something on Twitter. He posted about how there were like 500 freshly printed signs, very nice, professionally done printed signs for the pro-Hamas protesters at this right. Isn't that a great thing? And he had a little smiley face on that. Okay. Once again, do you think that all this stuff is grassroots? Is just happening right now? This is there's not someone else pulling the strings on this thing? I'll let you guess on who's doing it. I think I already know. Take care. God bless. Remember, Jesus Christ is Lord. Good day.